Hello to all the listeners of the White Wave broadcast. This is Josh Hernandez Morse. I am the head of school at Pacific Buddhist Academy, and I am honored to offer this week's message. The shooting rampage that occurred on February 14th, 2018, at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida left many in our school community shaken, students, teachers, and administrators. The incident was the focus of numerous discussions at the school, and with our students, we did our best to understand the context of the incident through the lenses of national culture, political discourse, school culture, and our personal thoughts and feelings regarding the matter. As head of school, I received communication from more than one individual seeking counsel, support, a listening ear, and leadership. And these, I feel good that I was able to listen, but I will admit the alarming regularity of these incidences in our country leaves me feeling a little bereft of wisdom in a difficult moment. On February 23rd, a week after the incident, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani presided over his final temple service as PBA's school chaplain. He served in this role for 4 years. Reverend Bert Sumikawa, who was formerly the minister of Moiliili Hongwenji, will take over as PBA's school chaplain, while Reverend Umitani will assume the ministry at Moiliili Hongwenji. I worked closely with Reverend Umitani while he was the chaplain at PBA, and expressed gratitude for all of the support and guidance he gave the school as we worked to deepen our relationships with the Ryukoku Sogo Gakuen, which is the network of Shin Buddhist schools to which PBA belongs, as we planned the construction of the Pacific Buddhist Academy altar and our new school building, and as we welcomed Gamonshu-sama for the building dedication in October. While I have worked with Reverend Umitani primarily in an administrative capacity, however, he is also a father, a husband, and a temple minister, and therefore a teacher. It is in this capacity that I want to share with you Reverend Umitani's message of compassion responding to the school shooting, which was his final Dharma message to our school. Where I lacked wisdom, Reverend Umitani offers insight. I take solace from his message and share it with you here. From the PBA Weekly Temple Service of Friday, February 23rd, 2018, a message from Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. He began, "As we begin today's service, let us place our hands together in gassho and pause for a moment of silence for those who were involved in the shooting rampage at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Let us extend our thoughts, empathy, and compassion to the victims, students, families, and many other people in the community. In this time of difficulties and uncertainties, let us turn ourselves to the teachings of the Buddha. Let us listen to the voice of Amida Buddha, the Buddha of all-inclusive wisdom and all-embracing compassion. May there be peace in the world. May the Buddha Dharma spread. Namo Amida Butsu." As you all know, there was a very sad incident that happened at a high school in Florida last week. I assume you have been discussing the incident at your school and at your home. Many of you may have different feelings, feelings of sadness, anger, alarm, disappointment, heartbreak, etc. How should we see and accept this incident? As a Buddhist, one of the teachings that came to my mind after hearing about this incident was a conversation held between Shenron Shonin, the founder of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, and Yui In, Shenron's disciple. According to Yui In, there were several individuals who misunderstood the teaching of Amida Buddha. They said that because Amida Buddha saves all beings without exception, they were unafraid of committing evil acts. But Yui In said that this statement fails to understand the influence of good and evil as the product of past karma. He said that good thoughts arise in our minds due to the effects of past good, and we are made to think and do evil because of the working of karmic evil. Accordingly, Shenron Shonin asked, "Yui In, would you agree to anything I say?" Yui-in replied, "Of course I will." "Are you sure you won't disobey me?" Shenron Shonin repeated. And when Yui-in again agreed, he continued, "Go then and kill 1,000 people, and your birth in the Pure Land, your in spiritual enlightenment, is settled." "Even though that is your order," Yui-in protested, "and even with the capacity for evil within me, I cannot kill even a single person." "Then why did you just say that you would not disobey what I, Shenron, said?" And then Shenron Shonin went on, "By this we know that if we could act according to our thoughts, we could kill 1,000 people for the sake of birth in the Pure Land if so required. We do not kill, not because our thoughts are good, but because we do not have the karma to kill even a single person. Yet, even though we do not want to injure anyone, we may be led to kill 100 or 1,000 people." The point of this conversation is that Shenron Shonin taught us that under the influence of our karmic condition, we human beings will do anything. We tend to disagree with this because we think that I am a good person, so I will not do this and that. I am not like that guy. And yes, it is true. For now, we may be socially a good person because we follow the rules, laws, and regulations, etc., in the community and in the world. But when the conditions change, we might be the ones who hurt others. Buddhism teaches us that all things in this world are related by cause, condition, and result. That is to say, all things are interdependent and interconnected in a multidimensional web-like structure of infinite detail. In a simple language, it means that this exists because that exists, and that arises because this arises. This does not exist because that does not exist, and that is destroyed because this is destroyed. So what can we do in this time of difficulties and uncertainties? What can we do to alleviate the suffering of the world? First of all, I think we need to reflect upon our own lives. As we carefully observe our own lives, there are countless causes and conditions that enable us to live right here, right now. It could be our family, friends, country, food that we partake, education, nature, health, and so on. We should be grateful for all the causes and conditions that have made it possible for us to live our own lives and to live in harmony with others. Spiritually speaking, my true nature is selfish. My true nature is not so kind and compassionate. If I use Shenron Shonin and Yui-in's expression, I could kill 100 or 1,000 people. However, fortunately, I have received many wonderful causes and conditions. As we understand the interdependence and interconnectedness of all lives, not just intellectually, but through our life experiences, there is a profound sense of joy and appreciation. When I think about the causes and conditions which have brought me where I am now, my head bows down naturally. I wonder, how much do I owe to the causes and conditions that I have received until today? And how much do I owe to the causes and conditions that I am receiving here and now? As a beneficiary of these wonderful causes and conditions, I think that I have a responsibility to, with a sense of gratitude and appreciation, repay those conditions through my actions and behaviors. Even if people say what you are doing is such a small step, I believe that I, at least, am moving forward for the sake of others. Namo Amida Butsu. Each person's life is being sustained by all of existence itself. We are made to realize the interdependence and interconnectedness with all beings. If my life is precious, then your life is equally as precious. Each moment of life is to be treasured. Each relationship is to be cherished. Each breath is the ultimate gift of life. Let us truly live our life meaningfully and creatively in the here and now. That concludes Reverend Umitani's Dharma message to the school, Pacific Buddhist Academy, on February 23rd, 2018, a response to the shooting rampage that occurred at the school in Florida on February 14th. This also concludes my message for this White Way broadcast. I express my gratitude to Reverend Umitani. I also express my gratitude in advance to Reverend Bert Sumikawa, who will assume the chaplaincy at PBA. And I express my gratitude to all of you listeners out there, and hope that someday soon I may be able to greet you at our school and welcome you and show you the grounds. Thank you very much.